From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The leaders of Israel and the U.S. meet in Washington. U.S. President Barack Obama and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu are trying to find ways to cope with a toughening security environment in the Middle East. The two leaders have often had a fractious relationship, and their meeting was the first in more than a year. A Jordanian police officer killed four people Monday at a police training facility just outside the capital, Amman. The dead include two Americans, a South African, and a Jordanian. Six people were wounded. Edward Uranian has the report.
Monday's attack took place at the King Abdullah Special Operations Training Center in a suburb of Amman. The facility is used to train Iraqi and Palestinian security forces. Jordan's King Abdullah blasted the culprit behind Monday's attack. He says it was a cowardly attack, but many regional countries have also been hit by similar violence. Edward Uranian, Cairo.
Myanmar opposition leader Aung San Suu Kyi's political party has won the first seats in what is expected to be a landslide victory in Sunday's parliamentary elections. Election officials announced Monday that the National League for Democracy had won 12 lower house seats from the city of Yangon. Earlier Monday, Aung San Suu Kyi expressed confidence in a speech to supporters outside NLD headquarters in Yangon. Thousands of Russian tourists headed home from Egypt Monday aboard planes sent by the Russian government. The Russians had suspended all commercial flights to Egypt amid security concerns following the October 31st air crash that killed 224 people. This is VOA News. The World Anti-Doping Agency has recommended that track and field's governing body suspend Russia from competition. The recommendation follows findings by the agency of a cover-up by Russia of positive blood doping tests. Dick Pound is the former president of the World Anti-Doping Agency.
For 2016, our recommendation is that the Russian Federation be suspended. In fact, one of our hopes is that they will volunteer that so they can undertake the remedial work.
In a report released Monday, the agency said top Russian athletes, including track and field Olympians and winners of other prestigious events, have long participated in a systematic doping program that involves some of Russia's sports officials. Russia has signed a contract to supply Iran with S-300 surface-to-air missile systems. An earlier contract was postponed in 2010 after the UN Security Council imposed sanctions on Iran. The United Nations Cultural Agency, UNESCO, narrowly rejected Kosovo's bid for membership Monday after Kosovo failed to receive the support of two-thirds of the body's member nations. Lawmakers in Spain's Catalonia region approved a measure Monday for a renewed effort to seek independence. A majority in the regional parliament backed the plan to launch a plan to put forth by the Together for Yes coalition and the CUP party, which together control 72 of 135 seats. They hope the process will lead to secession within 18 months. A report from the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development says faltering international trade may slow global economic growth by 0.1 percentage point to 2.9% this year. The report was released today. The UN's top diplomat in Somalia said Monday that the country is well advanced in its transformation from a failed state to a recovering one. Nicholas Kay spoke to the UN Security Council. Margaret Bashir has more.
In his final briefing to the council after more than 2 years as the UN's envoy in Somalia, Kay said the country is moving away from the chaos that defined it for more than two decades.
At last, Somalia is facing the problems of a country coming together rather than falling apart.
Kay noted work on organizing the country's numerous regions into states is slowly progressing and urged a swift conclusion to that process. Margaret Bashir, the United Nations.
Taking a brief look at market activities on Wall Street, U.S. stock indexes were down. European markets also down on the day. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.